Wednesday, my friends. You're listening to the Vero Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back right here in Indian River County. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. And on a show like today, it really embodies what I myself stand for as a proud resident of Indian River County. I love to be able to drink wine and give back to good causes. And Jerusha Stewart, she's helping to head up the second annual Vero Beach Wine and Film Festival. And that is exactly what this weekend extravaganza allows folks to be able to do, right? Sip, enjoy, and give back.
Yeah, sip, see, savor the experience.
Oh,
the
good
weekend.
Alliteration. Love it.
Yeah, we are having fun and doing good all weekend long.
That is so true. And I know last year was a blast. I myself loved the comedy shorts and, of course, the big final party. How do you call it?
Oh, our Fete Finale parking lot wrap party at Kitty's. Blue Star. It's going to be the place to be Sunday afternoon at 3.
Okay. So there is an entire beautiful book that has a calendar. The calendar kind of reminds me of what you used to see like in the TV Guide.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, it's the same format.
Same features and all the different venues or all the different channels. And Kitty, you are holding in your beautiful hands there, the Foxy Nails, our official.
Shout out to Foxy Nails. Love them. Uh-huh.
Yes. Official program for the weekend.
So there are a number of different venues that folks will be able to go to in which to see or taste different things.
Yes. So we actually have 10 venues all over Vero Beach that we will be sipping and seeing over the weekend. So our major screening venues are Riverside Theater, the Museum of Art, and Costa d'Este, beachside, and then downtown.
Beautiful venues.
Downtown, we're going to be back at the Heritage Center and Theater Guild. And then we have several new venues this year because it's a new festival.
Yeah. Tell us more.
So for new, we have on beachside our WOW Tasting Lounge. So that's going to be a large event tent that'll be set up under the oaks.
Ah.
Yes.
Great location.
Nice. It'll be nice and cool, folks. And that's where we will be having every day of the festival between 12 and 6, specifically 12:30, 2:30, and 4:30 for those of you who must know the exact times, our culinary demos and wine seminars. So that is something really huge this year. We wanted to explode our wine program. So we're actually bringing in vintners and chefs to offer their expertise to the public, which is going to be fantastic.
That is so fun. What a great element to add.
Yes, yes.
And it's such a centrally located part of the community, too.
Right. And for the festival, it's great because you can be seeing a movie in Riverside Theater, then go outside to the tent, have a wine tasting, then walk down the street to the museum, see another movie, then walk back to the tent for our Cinema Uncorked opening night party, our awards bash, which will happen there with Burt Reynolds on Friday night.
He will be there this year.
And not only will he be at the opening night party, but for those of you who have premiere passes, and there are still a few of those available.
Okay.
Burt Reynolds will be at our VSP party. So he will be at the Very Special Persons Party.
Ah,
which
good
is
acronym.
Yeah, isn't it nice? And they are very special people, our winemakers and filmmakers. So we host a welcome party for them during the weekend. And Burt Reynolds will be there with our top partners and our premier pass holders enjoying the festival weekend. And Chef Kitty from Blue Star is going to be catering that party.
Oh, wow.
And then
she's a busy gal.
Yeah, she's busy.
That's at a secret location, folks. Cannot be divulged at this moment.
Exactly. Only to those who are invited. And then Rob Wayne, who's our wine chair and the proprietor of Varietals and More. Yeah, he's providing the sparkling libations for that party.
Oh, how terrific. So there is no doubt that this entire weekend, commencing on Thursday, June 8th, really at noon, and going strong all the way through Sunday until about 6:30. There's a number of options for folks to be able to commit to the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah, right.
Or do things a la carte.
Yeah, like you can actually, so we have over 230 hours of screenings this year.
Wow.
Over 80 films.
Wow.
So for those of you who want to binge, get your movie on, there's going to be plenty of that. So you can get a day pass, which gets you into all of the films and all of the tastings with those films. And we've made the schedule really easy this year.
Yeah.
So when you open the program, it's right in the center of the book and it's color-coded. So it's color-coded by pass holder to let you know what you get into.
I see.
So that's an easy way to know what your pass is getting you. It's also on our website, Vero Beach Wine and Film Festival.com. If you click on the schedule page, you'll see the same color code to the weekend. But each day, we have films, we have panels, we have parties. So it is definitely that full-bodied long weekend we've all been waiting for.
So would it be fair to say then, with every viewing, there is some sort of delicious wine accompaniment?
Well, not with every film. This year, okay, we've actually picked our spots, as you say, because we have a central location to showcase our wines, which will be the Wow Tasting Lounge.
Uh-huh.
And again, what will be new and different is at that tasting lounge, you'll actually be able to order the wines. So we'll have
you fall in love, you can buy it.
You can buy it. We'll have a festival discount.
I love a girl that just makes it very simple.
I love her.
Right? Doesn't that make sense, Cindy?
That's so smart. She's so smart.
That's why she's my producer, because
oh
we
my
think
goodness.
Alike. I love
well,
it.
Well, we decided to make it very easy mm-hmm. for everyone this year. Last year, we had a lot of comments about how great the wines were.
So then how do I get it?
And how do I get it?
Next question, of course.
It's like, here, this is where you get it. And it benefits Suncoast.
Yay.
And
it is
tell
perfect.
Us a little bit more mm-hmm. about the nonprofit that is going to be your recipient again.
So Suncoast Mental Health Center, we're very proud to say again, our recipient this year. Of course, mm-hmm. I sit on their board, so that would just have to be, right?
Right.
And they are so excited. The case managers, the therapists, all of the people who are doing the great work, they love the fact that they get to introduce themselves to the community at our event. We're actually going to be doing a panel this year called Suncoast Shares, Mental Health and Movies. And Zach Gruber from the Huffington Post will be leading a roundtable discussion with Deb Scuderi, who's the current CEO, and Art Chaska, who's the retired CEO of Suncoast and now a board member, and with a couple of the filmmakers who've made movies that involve mental health issues. Because most of us know someone who's suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
you think it's somebody
mm-hmm.
else, and that person thinks it's only him.
Right.
When there are millions mm-hmm. of people around America who are depressed, who may be being bullied, who may have food issues, who may have sex issues, and are indulging in what might be considered at-risk behavior. Well, at some point, you know, it's kind of interesting. Probably every one of us engages in something that could be determined as that.
Sure.
And one of the
it's
things.
All in perception.
It's all in perception. And one of the things we want to do is people, you check your financial health, your sexual health, your spiritual health. We want you to check in with your mental health. And that's what having Suncoast as a beneficiary is all about, shining a light on positive mental health.
And that roundtable is going to take place on which day again?
So that's going to be on Saturday afternoon at 5:30. At, I believe it's got the program, Theater mm-hmm. Guild.
At the Theater Guild. Okay, terrific. Yes, The Promise.
The Promise. That is an award-winning film, and it's a very unusual wine film that was submitted to the festival. We watched it. Very different, because when most people think of Serbia, they think of the other W word, they think war.
Mm-hmm.
Serbia was actually the first place in the world where wine was made.
Oh, how sensational.
Yeah.
Those are fun facts I love to give on the show.
Yeah.
Jerusha, good job. Jerusha, very good job. Now, actually, you brought a gift. We're sipping on a little San Sebastian. This is a Florida wine.
It is. And another fun fact is wine is made in all 50 states.
Ah.
Where?
I see it becoming more and more popular.
Mm-hmm. Where was the first state that wine was made?
Virginia.
Florida.
Really?
Yay!
Yes. So why?
Wow.
So it makes perfect sense that we would have the only Wine and Film Festival outside of California Wine Country, because it started here first.
It does make clear logical sense. I love it. Jerusha, I love it. Now, folks that are thinking, I want to seize the opportunity, or they already are holding tickets, they can go about getting all foxified by visiting my friends at Fox Nails in the Fresh Market Plaza. Maybe get a quick blowout cut colored, sass up the hair if they want at the hair studio Vero. Always highly recommended. If they don't have tickets, though, how do they purchase? Because there are a couple... passes available.
Day passes, weekend passes.
Because sometimes you don't know until the weekend approaches. You might have plans, it fell through, bam, they're open.
And festivals, we generally will sell. We'll have like a huge like crunch starting tomorrow. And we know that with people purchasing passes. All of a sudden, it's the pass rush.
Yes.
So you can purchase them online, or our festival box office will actually be open tomorrow in Riverside Park from 2 to 8 p.m. at our festival tent. And then if it's raining, yes, we have a rain plan. We will be in the lobby of Riverside Theater from 12 to 5.
Oh, that is a very good plan B.
I know, isn't it?
Right? Oh, John, Oscar, may I have a little vino, please, while I'm checking in, folks, in your lobby. Thank you.
I know, perfect
what
placement.
What great community partners they are. And you have some really great partners, as I'm looking through the brochure, that have stepped up again, that were repeat sponsors and helpers. So I think that's absolutely terrific.
I know, it's great. Give a shout out to Boston Barricade and my whole new set of rides. We love our fabulous trucks.
I've seen your truck around town, to say the least.
And they do all of the festival signage, our banners, our
they look great.
Kiosk, our talking
towers. I took a picture of the banner downtown. It's so cool.
They do great work.
Now, you had mentioned before we went on air that there was a little breaking news you wanted to share with our listeners of the Vero Insider.
Yes, just special for Vero Insiders,
because
you're inside the loop. So everyone knows that Burt Reynolds is coming. He will actually be here to accept the Life Worth Living Legend Award this year.
That is awesome. Yay.
So we are giving that out Friday night, opening night party, Cinema on Court.
That is so cool.
Only those of you who are listening right now know is that he's coming up with his classic car collection.
Way to go.
So those Smokey and the Bandit fans who always wanted to touch a Trans Am, it'll be here.
The real live one.
And it's going to be at the WOW tent.
And it's going to be, the WOW.
Oh, my gosh. It's happening live here, folks. Goodness. You're welcome.
Wow.
Oh, that's very cool. That is very cool. And so in order to be able to attend the Cinema Uncorked opening night bash and film screening, which will be 6:30 to 11 at the WOW tent Friday night, you need to be a select pass holder.
Well, actually, we've made it really easy for the entire community. We want everyone to come out for Burt's grand award. You can get individual tickets to that particular event for $30 a person. And that includes the party. It also includes the Florida premiere of his new film, Dog Years. I know, which will be great. It debuted at Tribeca last month, and it will be here in Vero. At the Vero Beach Wine and Film Festival.
Way to pull it together. I love it.
Yes. And we will have a similar cast of characters, if not more, because we actually will have the producer, Neil Mant, and the writer-director, Adam Rifkin, join Mr. Reynolds in presenting the movie.
That will be amazing.
The Grand Trifecta.
That is outstanding. And, of course, it's going to be in the WOW tent, where your favorite wines will be served with the opportunity to purchase. Bonus all the way around here.
All right.
this is like a Friday night perfection. Folks, you're listening to Vero Insider, Amanda Valencia Tiller. I'm here in the studio with Jerusha Stewart. We're talking about the upcoming, this weekend, Thursday through Sunday, film and wine festival right here in Vero Beach. There's much more in store. Don't go anywhere.
Is owning a home your goal for 2017? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, Treasure Coast.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Hi, this is Jetris,
Ashley,
and Christy
from the Star Team at Treasure Coast Sotheby's. Whether you are looking for a sprawling luxury home with intracoastal access in San Sebastian Springs,
or if you're looking for a brand new construction in Serrano with a completion date of May,
to an oceanfront to-be-constructed condo at Ocean Palms in North Hutchinson Island,
the Star Team can find you your dream home. Call us today at 772-321-7644 or visit our website at thestarteamrealestate.com.
Smooth hair with Cobola Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero, 772-999-2652.
Absolute perfection, fabulous food, excellent staff.
That's just a few of the recent reviews for the redesigned Blue Star in downtown Vero.
Sexy and sophisticated, divine entertainment, and gorgeous wines.
Don't just take their word for it. Check it out for yourself and come hungry, or at least ready for a wonderful experience that will have you coming back for more. From decadent soups and salads to the freshest seafood, steaks, and lamb anywhere, dressed in luxurious sauces and superb starches. Then match it with wines approved and selected by owner and chef Kitty Wagner. Feel like a craft beer or signature cocktail? At the Blue Star, you can have that and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, weekly from 5 p.m. to close. Walk-ins welcome. Large parties happily accommodated. Follow us on Facebook. See you at the Blue Star.
White Club Moving and Storage. We keep Florida moving.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chamber said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Oh, yeah. We're talking wine, we're talking films, we're having fun. Thank you all for tuning in to another edition of The Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery. So happy that you joined us each and every Wednesday. You can visit theveroinsider.com, by the way. You can check out past shows, share them, check out our blog, our social media, and live link to all of our terrific sponsors like Caliber Home Loans. I tell you what, I had a women's networking group. We do it the first Friday of every month with the exception of July and August. And Lucy Cranker of Caliber Home Loans came, and she got so many terrific testimonials by people that she sold, helped them get a house years ago. And they remember what a terrific job she did, how thorough she was, how when they weren't ready, she got them on the path. So if you're thinking about home ownership, if the cost of rent is just getting too high and you think, hey, my credit's in line now, or I want to get on track, meet with these gals. They know what they're doing. Their whole team only does home loans. So you can't get much better than that. And of course, at White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, we're really proud of being able to offer both local and long-distance moves. It's something we excel at. We do as much or as little as you need, as your friends need, as your family might need, your enemies, for that matter. That's right. Get them to go. Get them to go. But we had the ladies at my Premier Women's Network all bring food, and I am so proud of all those gals. We raised, at that one luncheon, almost 500 pounds of food by ladies just cleaning out their pantries. Isn't that something special?
That's incredible.
So this is our fifth annual summer food drive. It all benefits the Treasure Coast Food Bank. We're really proud of that. If your business is interested, it goes all the way through June 12th with the delivery on June 16th at the food bank. I'd be happy to make sure that White Glove delivers a box and picks it up. So all you have to do is fill it. It's an easy, easy thing. And of course, as the moving experts, we like to be able to give back to the community when we can. Last year, we got to team up with the festival. And so I'm excited to have you on the show today talking about the ins and outs. It kicks off Thursday.
Thursday at noon, we'll be at the movies. And we'll be kicking off this year's festival with our Vero Visions category. So these are our films that celebrate regional filmmakers.
Love it.
They're films that are made by and about the Treasure Coast. One big spotlight, they've already had a huge story in Portfolio Magazine.
I did see it.
Reggie, the film Reggie by Dominic Traverso and Vincent Obreski. Great film, and they will be teaching how to make a film on a nano budget class as part of the festival, as part of our Filmmakers Forum this year, which is also brand new.
Wow.
Yes.
That's really cool.
But this is definitely a day for the community, for us to give back in a different way as a festival, because all of the screenings at Theater Guild that day, when Theater Guild is a brand new venue for us this year, will be free to the public. So if you've never been to a film festival before, you want to try it out, you want to meet filmmakers, that's the day and your moment.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. So Thursday,
it's June 8th.
Yeah.
All day long, Theater Guild.
And you don't have to worry about rain or shine because it's at the theater.
I know. It's the perfect
day. It's easy. And what are some of the other highlights? I see that there's bubbly morning after brunch. That sounds right up my alley on a Sunday.
And I was going to mention another great highlight this year is food. You know, Kitty Wagner's our culinary chair. And at all the venues, we're making sure you have food. So at Theater Guild, Travis Beckett from Wild Time Catering will be providing lunch and dinner.
Wow.
Yeah. So you won't have to even worry about leaving the theater to get fed. You can stay It's all there. You can purchase your box lunch or your box dinner, and you know you're going to get something amazingly yummy because it's Travis.
Yes. He's very talented indeed. Tell me about this Bubbly's.
So our Bubbly morning after brunch. So on Sunday, it's kind of fun. That's kind of the laid back day of the festival. By now, you know all your friends. You've met new friends. And the Bubbly brunch is a great way for people to get together and discuss the films that they've seen all weekend and plan the final films they're going to see that day.
Ah, okay. So it starts early, 11?
Yeah.
11 to 1.
Yep. Not that early. It's 11.
Well,
I know it's Sunday. But we got to get you out of bed sometime. Otherwise, you're going to miss the movie.
And then the comedy shorts are from 2 to 3.
Yes, and we have the comedy shorts also screening. They'll screen earlier in the weekend, so that'll be their second showing. Fantastic shorts this year. If those of you who went last year...
Loved them. It was my highlight.
Right. Remembered Rated, our Audience Choice Award winner. And I think you'll be very, very pleased this year with the selections. Also new on the film scene is our very Vero Virtual Reality Lounge.
Wow.
So we will be screening virtual reality films at two venues during the festival.
Ah.
So in the lobby of Riverside Theater, you'll wear the headsets, the gear, and watch films. And then at Theater Guild, we'll have the HTC Vive, which is a little bit more advanced in terms of virtual reality experience.
Ah.
And that's actually being provided by a local company, Gamers Realm.
Yes, I can't wait for them to open up their new facility.
I think no one can. It's like we've been teased by them this whole time.
Right. They just have to get that pesky former tenant out.
Details,
Jerusha.
Hey, that's why I'm so glad we're able to provide them with a venue for a weekend. It's going to be fabulous.
That's right. Let people experience it firsthand. So there's clearly no shortage of things to do as the fun kicks off this Thursday. You have a terrific advisory board and committee, all, of course, to benefit Sun Coast Mental Health, where they'll be able to have this terrific discussion and open dialogue with the community this Saturday, right?
Right, about mental health.
Again, one more time with the website, Jerusha.
And our website is the Vero Beach Wine and Film Festival.com. But let me tell you, if you put Vero Beach and Wine in the search.
It
pops up. We're number one.
Easy peasy. Folks, thank you so much, Jerusha, as always, for coming on and entertaining us with so many great experiences right here in our own backyard. Visit the VeroInsider.com live link and show some love to our sponsors throughout the year. Until next time, my friends. Cheers.
Yay.